إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about investments, all investments are done on the basis of two main parameters: the rate of return and the surety of that rate of return. These are the two parameters for any kind of investment, anywhere you do. And also when investment is assessed, we look at what we call ROI, which is return on investment, so which basically is the same thing. So rate of return and surety of that. Now if you take rate of return, I'm sure all of you know there are, every once in a while you hear some great scheme that comes out. People say invest in this gold account and your money will triple in 1 year. And you find that lots of people do that. That's how the success of Ponzi schemes. So people give you this very fancy rate of return which they promise you. And people who don't understand money, they don't understand finance, they think this is possible. But if you go to anyone with any sense, the person will say, how can anyone triple money in 12 months? Unless he's giving you his own money, that's a different issue. Right? You give me 10 rupees, I give you 30 rupees. But unless it is that, which obviously it is not that, how can anyone, if somebody is promising you that I will return, give you this return three times in 12 months, then how do you believe that, right? But supposing when you ask this person this question, supposing that person says, let me tell you who promised me this. Then you tell me whether it is doable or not. And I've got the promise not only in word, I have the promise in writing. Who promised you this? You say, Warren Buffett promised me this. Bill Gates promised me this. That if I invest 10 lakhs, he will give me 30 lakhs and divide 30 lakhs by 60 to get the dollar value. And you know that is not even cigarette money for Bill Gates. I don't think he smokes cigarettes. I'm just saying. My point is, so therefore what are we saying? We are saying that, first of all, any investment is assessed on the basis of rate of return. 1:1. Is it a 10% return, 20% return? As we know, if you look at our banks, which give you some of the highest rate of return anywhere in the world. Our banks give you on fixed deposits, they are giving, I don't know what they are giving now, 8.5%. So that's come down, used to be over 10% or 11%. And the market, open market cash rate is about 3% per month, about 36%, that's the usual thing in India. In other countries, it is much less than that. So this is our rate of return. And issue of surety. So if somebody has promised you this rate of return, 3% per month is not actually return. That's what you pay if you borrow. So it's return for the lender. So if you say who has promised and where is this coming from? Now also think about this. If you are investing money in the bank, all of this is, incidentally, all of this is haram, so please don't do it. I'm just giving you this as an example. If you put money into a fixed deposit in a nationalized bank, State Bank of India or something, then they're giving you 8.5% per annum, per year. But the same money you loan out in the open market, you are getting a rate of return of 36% per year. So that is more than 4%, more than 4 times. Now why? Why is the open market giving you 4 times the return than what the bank gives you? Because the risk is much higher. Right? If you're lending out money in the open market, somebody can go broke and then he has no money, so what, you can't kill him. So what will you do? How will you get the money back? So the issue is that where the risk is higher, this is the basic principle, where the risk is higher, the rate is also higher. So they will charge you more interest if the risk is higher. The reason I'm saying all this is obviously, as I told you, first of all lending and borrowing on interest is haram, 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 so don't even do it. I'm just giving you this as an example because we're talking about money. The reason I'm saying this is, to come back to the first point, which is investment or investment options are assessed on the basis of two things: what is the rate of return and what is the surety of that, certainty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about rate of return. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rate of return is, if somebody plants, it is like somebody planting one grain, and this grain, a plant grows, it has 7 years, each year has 100 grains. So that is a rate of return of what? 700%, right? 1:700. Number one. Number two, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as I always say, Allah does not count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah will increase it as He wishes. That is where the ayat ends. Allah will increase that as He wishes. Now, so that takes care of the rate of return. What about the surety of return? The person promising you that, is it a Ponzi scheme or what is it? The one who promised you that is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Right? We can't even, Allah bless Shakib, he read the ayat of the glory and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Salatul Fajr. Who is going to assess the actual majesty and glory of Allah? What Allah told us is also not everything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to use terms like inadequate or not enough or something, because the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying that Ayatul Kursi does Ayatul Kursi, even though Ayatul Kursi is the most magnificent ayat of the Quran because of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are described in it. But does Ayatul Kursi completely encompass and describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality as He is? No. Ayatul Kursi is a fraction of the description and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What He wanted to tell us, He told us. Is that Allah totally as He is? No. But who promised this return? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In His total majesty and grace, in His total magnificence and power. So we have a rate of return of 1:700, and Allah will increase it as He wishes. And who is promising it? What is the surety of that? What can be more sure than the promise of the Creator Himself, Jalla Jalalu? Question is, therefore, if I am given an option, and this is where the rubber meets the road, this is where the money comes where the mouth is. This is where the talk becomes the walk, right? Use whichever analogy you want. If I am given an investment option, if I have got 1 crore of rupees, if I have got 10 crores of rupees, if I have got a million, crores of whatever. If I have an option to invest in any scheme of the dunya and to invest in the option that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, where will I put my money? I'm talking about hard facts. I'm not talking about nice things to say, nice words to speak, nice lecture, no. I'm talking about hard facts. Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's scheme. And here is the scheme of the dunya, whichever one you want to take. You want to invest in this and that, and I'll get this return, that return, I'm leaving this for my children, that for my children, all of this, fine, alhamdulillah, nothing. And please understand, as I'm saying, all of which is halal. I'm not talking about doing anything haram, obviously. Given all of these halal options, and given the option of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, that the one who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if he has planted one seed, and the return of this seed is 700 times. And Allah will increase it as he wishes. Which will I invest in? Where will I put my money? Actual hard facts. Now you might say, well, you know, all of this is nice talk, but give me an example where it happened. I'll give you an example. There are many examples, but I'll give you one example. Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am very poor, I am destitute, I have no money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, usually if there was anything with him, he would give it first. But it so happened at that point in time, he did not have anything. So he said, go to Uthman and tell him that I sent you, and tell him whatever you need, he will do. He will give you. So this man went to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Now as it was approaching evening. So as he reached close to the door of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, as he was about to knock on the door, he heard Sayyidina Uthman from inside the house telling his wife, lower the wick of the lamp. It is burning too much oil. So this man thought, who has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me to? He sent me to this man saying that he will help me in my need. This man is worried about how much oil is burning in the lamp. What will he help me? So he turned around. He did not knock on the door. He turned around. Then he walked a few steps and he thought to himself, well, whatever he may be or may not be, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me. So let me go and knock on the door and ask him. Let us see what he gives. So he went to the door, he knocked on the door. Sayyidina Uthman opened the door, radiallahu anhu. The man said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me, I am in need. So please help me. Sayyidina Uthman said, wait. He went inside, he brought a bunch of keys. He told the man, come with me. He took him to a little distance to a building. He unlocked the door and he said, this is my warehouse where all the trade goods, everything is stored. He said, go in there, take whatever you want, however much you want, and after that just come and tell me so I can lock the door. And he turned around and he went home. This man was absolutely astonished. So as Sayyidina Uthman is going away, he called him. So Sayyidina Uthman turned around and he said, what do you want? He said, before I take anything, I have a question. He said, my question is, I came to the door of your house. I was about to knock on the door when I heard you saying to somebody, I think maybe it was your wife, you're telling her, lower the wick of the lamp because it is burning too much of oil. So I thought to myself, this man is so stingy, he's so parsimonious that he does not even want to burn a little more oil in the lamp. What can he give me? But then I changed my mind. I said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me, so let me ask him anyway. So now when I came and asked you for my need, not only are you giving me, you are opening the door of your, go down, you are saying, take whatever you want, however much you want. So what is this? How is this possible? It's the same person doing these two things. We are talking about rate of return and who promised the return. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu said to the man, the lamp belongs to me, the oil belongs to me, I will have to give an account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what I spent. So I am telling my wife, spend less because we have to give an account to Allah. This I am spending in the path of Allah. He said, that one is cost, and these are my words, Sayyidina Uthman did not use this word, but I am saying, Sayyidina Uthman is saying, that is a cost, this is an investment. That has no return, this has return. That has an account which I have to give to Allah. This is something which Allah will reward me for. So he said, this you take whatever you want. If you empty the whole godown, so much the better. As far as I am concerned, whatever you take here, I will take from Allah. So what is so strange? Why don't you? What is difficult for you to understand? I am talking about how much, bottom line is, how much belief and how much yaqeen do we have on the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real to me or not? That is the bottom line. There is no other thing. Bottom line is Allah real? If Allah is real, then if Allah is real, then His promise is real. And if His promise is real, this life until we see Malakul Maut and we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and we go and may Allah grant us that, until then we have time to take that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take that investment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the return of that investment. And as I said, return depends on the investment. So the rate of return is one thing, amount invested is another thing. You may have a rate of return of 1:700, but if you invest only 1, then you get only 700. But if you invest 100, then you get how much? 70,000. No? 700 plus 2 zeros, 5 zeros, 70,000. If you invest 1 million, you get 700 million. Rate of return is the same. What has changed? How much you invested? So the question to ask ourselves is, how much am I investing in that return which Allah gave me? And that is a measure of my yaqeen in Allah. It's a measure of my yaqeen in the akhirah. Clearly in our hands, if I want to say how much iman do I have on Allah, how much iman do I have in akhirah, look at how much money and time and energy you are spending in the path of Allah. Simple as that. It is a measurable factor. There is no mystery to this. You don't need some kashful qubur to find out this. Nothing. You just look at numbers. Look at the numbers. How much money have I invested in Allah? How much money am I investing in other things? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to invest where there is the highest return and where there is the surest return. And that is only and only with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.